What are you excited about? What are you passionate about? What do you really want to do? I love asking those questions, but it's really interesting that a lot of people look at me like I'm a bit of a weird person. What do you mean, Roey? What am I passionate about? I've just got to get a job. I've got to be able to pay my bills. I've got to make sure that there's food on the table. I've got to be able to pay my mortgage or my rent or my car payments. I've just got to get a job to pay my lousy, stinking, rotten bills. Yuck. I can't imagine what it would be like to wake up every day with that headspace. What am I doing today? I'm waking up to go and pay my lousy, stinking, rotten bills. It doesn't seem to be a motivational reason to get out of bed. And is it possible that that's the reason why there's so many unhappy people? How many people do you know that when you say, how are you? They say, I'm amazing because I am doing what I'm passionate about. I'm doing what I love. I'm doing what I'm the most excited about. So when does it happen in life that we stop thinking about, dreaming about, being excited about our life and what we're going to do with our life, and our headspace changes to, I have to pay my lousy, stinking, rotten bills? Now, if you're like me and you don't understand that, of course, you're doing what you love and you wouldn't do anything else. And if you've met other people that are doing what they love and wouldn't do anything else, how does that come about? And it seems there's three things that if you're a parent, a teacher, a coach, a leader, and you want people to have a really exciting life doing what they're passionate about, not have some lousy, stinking, rotten job to pay their lousy, stinking, rotten bills, it seems that one, two, three. Number one, what would you do for free? If you had all the money in the world, but you still wanted to go and do something every day to add massive value to your world, what would it be? What do you love so much that you just want to do it? It doesn't feel like work. And that's the big thing about your career path, your job, your business. If it feels like a job, if it feels like work, if it feels like something that you have to do, then of course you don't want to get up and do it because it's a have to rather than a want to. So what would you do for free? What do you really want to do? And then a great question is, what are you really good at? Now, there's a lot of people in the world who do stuff that they're really good at, but they're not passionate about it. They're not excited about it. They certainly wouldn't do it for free. They just happen to have a certain skill set. So they go and do that particular job. The reverse of that is when you talk to people who are doing what they are really passionate about, and the people that I have been studying for a really long time, in particular are sports people. Can you imagine how awesome it would be to wake up every day going to play the sport that you love? You don't have a job, you don't have a business technically, you don't have to go and work for somebody else technically, you're just playing your sport, you're kicking your ball, hitting a ball, jumping, running, playing on a team, doing something that you love, a sport that you love. Now, there's a lot of people who play sport because it's what they're good at. They have hand-eye coordination, or they've got a particular body type, or they're really fit and strong and have a particular body type and have great hand-eye coordination, which makes them really good at the sport. But they're still not the people that I'm interested in, because there are a lot of people who play sport that when you ask them, how are you and how's your life? Yeah, not too bad. And there's a lot of sports people who are depressed and anxious and don't love what they do. I'm really interested in chatting to the people who are doing their sport because they love it. And the outcome for those people, the answer from those people, the research and study and analysation, my favourite word that doesn't exist, is that these are people who, regardless of their skill set, regardless of whether or not they were good at something, they wanted to do it. So they wanted to play football. They wanted to play tennis. They wanted to be a race car driver. They wanted to be on a sporting team, and they wanted to be an athlete. So then the study, and there's a lot of people who are studying this now, psychologists, psychiatrists, behavioral scientists, neuroscientists, what makes somebody good at what they do? Is it a natural born talent? Were you born with a skill? Were you born with a certain body type? And of course, the answers to that might be yes. But there are too many sports people, for example, who prove that wrong. If you then go into music and acting and a lot of the arts, painting, drawing, people who have an artistic brain, once again, you could say, yes, those people were born with a skill or a talent. They were born with a great voice, or they were born with the ability to play piano. But the other really interesting thing there is there's too many people who've proven that wrong. There are too many people who were born without the skill or talent to kick a ball or to play piano or to sing or to act, but they still do it for a living. They're excited about it. They're passionate about it. They're doing it, and they've been doing it all of their life. They started at 6, 7, 10 years of age. Now they're 60, 70, 80, 100 years of age if they're still alive, and they're still doing it. They're still passionate about their sport, and they may not be playing the sport anymore, but they're managing the team, or they own the team, or they train the team, or they motivate the team, or they're still part of the sport. There are actors and movie stars and singers and musicians who started when they were 6 or 7 or younger, and they're still doing it at 60, 70, 80 years of age. And they've been doing it all of their lives, and they haven't done anything else. Why do I get so excited about this? Because when you meet these people, they're the really happy people. The people that for their entire life have been doing what they love, what they're passionate about, what they're excited about. They've never had a lousy, stinking, rotten job. They've never had a boss they didn't like. They never had to sell a product or a service that they weren't proud of, because they're selling, doing, being who they are. There's that great question. Can you be happy when who you are and what you do are exactly the same thing? If you are a musician and you sing, is it more likely that you'll be happy? If you are a sports person and you play your sport, is it more likely that you'll be happy? Now, there comes that question again, though, do you have to be talented? And the behavioral scientists, and there's a lot of studies, as I shared, being done now, have shared openly and passionately that the answer to that is no. There seems to be a criteria for skill. There seems to be a criteria for being good at something. And yes, it's easier if you have a God-given gift, or you were born with a talent or a skill or some kind of genius. But it seems that if you are passionate about something and if you really want to do something, the answer is practice, training, education, learning. And the magic number seems to be 10,000 hours. Now, that seems like a lot. But the interesting thing is that time's going to pass us all by anyway. 10 years, 20 years, 30 years is all going to pass us by. And when you're an old person like me, when you look back over those 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, it doesn't seem that long. When you look back over a year, you go, where did it go? Interestingly, at the start of the year, you think, oh, a whole year. But time's going to pass us by anyway. And that seems to be the headspace of the people who are really passionate about what they do, the people who are really good at what they do. They've done the practice, training, learning, and education because they're doing what they love. Now, there's a lot of people who do practice, training, learning, and education, and they hate it. They have to do it for their sport. There's a lot of sports people who go to training and they hate the training. There's a lot of people who practice piano and they hate the practice. There's a lot of business people who go to workshops and seminars to get better at selling or marketing or better at leadership or better at business, but they hate their business, so they don't enjoy it. It's a have to do. I don't want to do. I have to wake up and go and do something I don't love to do. Imagine waking up going to do something that you don't love to do. Why the hell would you live your life like that? So the people who are living their life with passion, enthusiasm, and excitement have never done that. These are the people who at 5, 6, 7, 10 years of age knew somewhere deep inside their soul that whether or not they could sing, they wanted to be a singer. Whether or not they could kick a ball, they wanted to be a footballer. Whether or not they could drive a car, they wanted to be an elite sports car driver. And the best in the world have all exactly the same stories. And I share this all the time because now I've studied so many different sports people, so many different artists, musicians, rock stars, movie stars, business people who are doing what they love. All their books are exactly the same. The person's different. The thing that they do is different, but the fundamentals of how it happened are all exactly the same. Cristiano Ronaldo, arguably one of the best football players on the planet, will tell you that if you'd kick the ball as many times as he has, you would be good at soccer too. Roger Federer will tell you if they've hit the tennis ball as many times as he has, that you'd be good at tennis too. The top race car drivers will tell you that if you've driven a car around a racetrack as many times as they have, that you would be good at driving a car too. two, there are singers and musicians who tell you that if you had played this song as many times as I have, if you had sung this song as many times as I have, if you had practiced the script to this movie as many times as I have, you too would be good at singing or acting or being a musician. Now, what's the driving force? It seems to be that, yes, it's easier if you're skilled and it's easier if you've got talent and it's easier if you've got a God-given gift or you're a genius. But it seems that the driving force is passion. If you do what you're absolutely passionate about, the training, the education, the learning doesn't feel like work. It feels like, I want to do this because I want to do this. Doesn't that sound, this is very deep, isn't it? I want to do this because I want to do this. I want to kick the ball because I want to be a soccer player. I want to practice piano because I want to be a pianist. I want to learn how to do sales and marketing and leadership and customer service because I want to have a successful business. I'm not doing this because I have to for my lousy, stinking, rotten bill so I get some money to pay stuff. So what is your driving force? That's always my question. People ask me every day, hey, I have an education college with the driving force for people to have a career that they love, a business that they're passionate about, never some lousy, stinking, rotten job. When people say to me, Rowie, what is it that you do? That's my answer. I help people have a career that they love, a business that they're passionate about, rather than having some lousy, stinking, rotten job. That's a driving force for me because I see so many miserable, unhappy people in some lousy, stinking, rotten job that they don't like. Or even worse, they're doing something that they're good at, that they get paid a lot of money to do, but they don't love it. It's like that's a seriously big jail to be stuck in because you're earning a stack of money and you're really good at it, but you're not passionate about it. So my question is always, what are you the most passionate about? And I ask that question so passionately because everybody that I've studied that is happy every day, that has been doing what they do all of their life, that the best in the world at it, and I'll say that again, they are the best in the world at it, whether it's soccer or tennis or race car driving or music or movies or being a doctor, a lawyer, a surgeon, an architect, it doesn't matter. The people that are doing what they love to do and they've been doing it all of their life, it was never about, am I skilled enough? Am I talented enough? Am I good enough? They just decided, this is what I want to do and I'm not going to let anybody stop me, including my own lack of self-belief, because self-belief, of course, comes from doing. You can't stand in front of the mirror and say to yourself, I'm going to be a great architect, I'm going to be a great architect, I'm going to be a great architect. You've actually got to go and study and train and become a great architect, and then you know that you are one because you are one. How's that for being deep? I want to be a soccer player. Well, you don't know you can be a great soccer player until you kick the ball, learn the skills, become fit and strong and become a great soccer player, and then you know that you are. So whatever it is that you've got inside you that you've either buried or somebody's told you that you can't do or you're not good enough, how about dig it out? How about ask yourself that really important question? What am I really passionate about? What am I really excited about? What do I really want to do with my life? And then go do it. Why would you live your life stuck in some lousy, stinking, rotten job to pay your lousy, stinking, rotten bills when all it takes is 10,000 hours to become a master at what you do? Now, 10,000 hours is going to pass us by anyway, but the people that have kicked the ball for 10,000 hours, the people that have been professional speakers for 10,000 hours, the people that have been training people as an exercise professional for 10,000 hours, the people that have been singing songs, playing piano for 10,000 hours, they are masters. And again, the behavioral scientists are studying this at length because everyone's interested in why. Why are there some people that are so good at what they do? Why are there some people that are happy every day, passionate about their life, earning a stack of money doing it because they're the best in the world at it? How does that happen? And again, that is studied because there are so many miserable people. The levels of depression in the Western world are just out of control. It's literally, depression has become a pandemic, an out of control epidemic. So many miserable, grumpy, and I'll say horrible people, because when you're depressed and miserable, your life is horrible, which of course you then become a negative, nasty, horrible person. And that's evident. People are nasty on social media. People are rude rude to each other, people are disrespectful, people treat other people of different cultures and different religions and different sexual persuasions disrespectfully. And the world has become a really interesting place because of all of those things. But the people who love what they do, the people who are excited about their life, the people that wake up every day doing what they love, they are not challenged by those silly things. The people who love their life and they are professional sports people, or they're really good at their business, or their professional penis, or their architects or engineers or plastic surgeons who love what they do, they don't waste time being disrespectful, rude, gossiping, negative, nasty people. They just wake up every day doing what they love to do. They've done their 10,000 hours, and by the way, the 10,000 hours never felt like 10,000 hours because they were doing what they love to do. So they kicked the ball, hit the tennis ball, raced the car around the track, did the study, did the learning, did the education to become a doctor or a lawyer or a surgeon because they wanted to. It's what they were passionate about. It's what they were the most excited about. Now, the other really interesting thing to take note of is that there are lots of times in the world where terrible things happen. There's a worldwide pandemic or a global financial crisis, or your country has bushfires or floods or droughts or hurricanes or earthquakes, and your life comes to a dead stop. You either lose your job or you lose special people in your life, or something horrible happens. And as an education, a head of an education college, what's really interesting to take note of is that is often when people make a change. I'm not going to live my life like this anymore. Life is too short. My job security is not really job security. If you've got a lousy, stinking, rotten job that you don't like, it is definitely not secure, because the person employing you will pretty much figure out pretty quickly that you don't love your job and they'll want to be getting rid of you. Nobody wants to employ somebody, pay somebody money, take money out of their bank account and put it into your bank account if you don't love what you do. Even if you're good at it, you will never be as good at it unless you love what you do. Because of course, when you love what you do the education and training and ongoing learning and training and practice and ongoing learning to become the very best at what you do. And when you're the best at what you do, of course, you add massive value to your life, to the life of the business, to the success of the business or the team. And you've heard me talk about this all the time. This is called the sweet spot. If you live in your sweet spot, which is you're doing what you are the most passionate and excited about, you want to be the best in the world at it. So you want to do the 10,000 hours. You can't wait to get those 10,000 hours happening so you can become a master. You want to do the training and learning and education. You want to train all the people as an exercise professional. I have a lot of people say to me, do I have to train that many people to become qualified? The people who love it, they say to me, Rowie, how many people can I train? I want to train more people. I want to get really good at this. I want to train 10,000 people. I want to train 20,000 people. I want to be the best in the world at what I do. I remember an interview with John Bon Jovi, a rock star from the 80s and arguably the 90s and beyond. And he was asked the question, a lot of musicians like to play in small venues, in intimate small venues. And he swore and he said, not me. He said, I want to sell out the Sahara Desert twice. I want to play to thousands and thousands of people because I love what I do. I want to add massive value to as many people as I possibly can. And these are the people, and I'll say it again, that he was arguably a rock star in the 80s and the 90s and beyond. Another great example of that is Sir Tom Jones. He's had a number one hit in 6 decades. That's for 60 years. The man is over 80 years of age and he's had literally number one hits in 6 decades. I cannot express that with any more passion or enthusiasm. The man has done more than 10,000 hours and he certainly hasn't retired. I received the latest album from Some of my favorite musicians in the world are older, and the reason for that is, yes, of course, once you've done more than 10,000 hours, you obviously become better and better at what you do. But that is proof to me that you love what you do. So people like Lionel Richie and Rod Stewart that have been singing all of their lives, literally, it's all they've ever wanted to do. They're obviously passionate about it. The last two concerts I went to were Lionel Richie and Rod Stewart in Las Vegas. And these guys, in technical terms, very old, but they still live their lives as really young people. So, as I shared, the latest albums from these people are the best of what they've ever done, because obviously when you do the education and training and learning and practice and you play and play and play and play, you become really good at what you do. I hope you can hear in my voice that I want this for everybody. I love meeting people who are excited and passionate about what they do. I love meeting people who wake up every day doing what they love. These people are never depressed or anxious. They're never unhappy. They're never gossiping or criticizing or pulling people down, because they're living in that sweet spot. They're living in the spot of, I'm doing what I'm the most passionate about. I'm doing the education, training and practice because I love it and I want to be the best in the world at it. And because of that, I add massive value to people's lives. From a very personal point of view, people ask me every day, Rowie, how can you be so happy? Or are you really this happy all the time? Or you're just ridiculously happy or obnoxiously happy or unrealistically happy. You can't be like this. A lot of people accuse me of being fake. And I'm sharing that with you because, of course, it's unusual to live your life having done only what you are passionate about. And as I often share, I knew at 13 that this was going to be my life. I did a group exercise class to music, so I literally moved my body to music, got puffed and said, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I'm going to be an exercise professional. Now, I didn't call it that back then, but I knew that exercise was going to be my life. I loved the way it made me feel, and more importantly, I wanted everybody else to feel as good as I did. I never wanted a little girl, an overweight little girl with buck teeth and pimples on her face, to ever feel like she wasn't important. And when I exercised, I just felt really good about myself, but I wanted that for everybody else. So I became an exercise professional at 13. I started getting paid to teach exercise when I was 13. And here I am, well on the way to, when people ask me, how old are you, Rowie? I say, I'm 120. I just look good for my age. I've certainly done my 10,000 hours and many, many more than that. And every day I wake up excited and passionate about learning more, doing more training, doing more practicing, helping other people to have a career that they love and not a job that they don't. I'm really excited about helping people to be, yes, exercise professionals, but more important than that, to be people who have a career, a job, a business, a life that they're really passionate about. So I'm an example of, yes, I've lived my 10,000 hours. I've certainly done many more than 10,000 hours. Does it feel like that? Of course not. Every day I wake up wanting to do more hours of training and study and learning and education. Just this week, I've learned more about how the central nervous system works in regards to exercise, and how before we even exercise, our body starts getting us ready so that our endocrine system, hormonal system, starts pumping happy drugs. As soon as you start thinking about exercise, your central nervous system sends a message to your endocrine system to produce hormones to get your body ready to exercise. It's so exciting. And this is something that I've been doing for now 38 years. I'm sharing that with you because I wish that for everybody. I wish you to wake up every day doing what you're passionate about, doing what you're excited about, doing what you really want to do, not some lousy, stinking, rotten job to pay your lousy, stinking, rotten bills for a job, for a boss that you might not like, doing a job that you're not proud of, a product or service that isn't important to you or that you're not proud of, and working with people that you don't like. Please don't live your life like that. There are too many miserable, grumpy, horrible, negative people who do live their life like that. And is it possible that if you had a career that you love or a business that you're passionate about, or you were waking up every day, and I'll rephrase that, who you are and what you do are the same thing. I don't have a job. I don't go to work. For me, job stands for just over broke, and work is something you're doing when you'd rather be doing something else. That's why I call ironing work, because I don't like to do ironing. My career path, what I'm passionate about, has never ever felt like work. That's why those 10,000 hours pass by so quickly. So I'm wishing for you a career that you love, a business that you're passionate about, who you are and what you do are the same thing. And most importantly, that we set that example for our kids. I don't want any child to grow up in a world where they think they have to have a lousy, stinking, rotten job. I wish for every child to be associated with, to be surrounded by adults who are passionate about what they do. They're healthy, fit and strong. They are financially free or on track to being financially free, and they have great people in their life who are passionate about them. They want them to achieve their goals, and they live in a life where that is normal. healthy, fit and strong, a career that you love, financially free and great people. Isn't that what we want for everybody and especially for our kids? Could that be a great question?